Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome, family. This is Khadija Seven, your host with A Wonderful Approach Radio. You have a very special A Wonderful Approach program this evening, and it's been in the works for a year now. So that lets you know some of the preparations and everything else. This program that's been in this year that we've been working, that Mama Khadija and myself have been working on, is this Destiny program, because Destiny is that big, is that important. It needs and deserves the time and attention. So we're here to give it to Destiny. I want to thank all of A Wonderful Approach family, Mother Eagle Ministry family, and we're going to have a visiting Elay Temple group family joining us, Ocean Golden Harvest Temple family. Quite a few of them. In fact, a couple of them are regular. So we want to welcome all of the wonderful families that are coming together. With all of us being family, I want to remind each of us, including myself, that we're all here to teach and to learn. This is going to be a wonderful blend of spirituality, religion, culture that's going to be here supporting us in this. So I'm very, very much looking forward to how this evening is going to work. I have Mama Khadija. I'm going to bring Mama Khadija on the line a little early. It's so funny the way this program came about. Mama Khadija, who in her ministry is working in Florida, said, "Oh, Seven, about the radio." I said, "Yeah, yeah." She said, "I'm going to be flying on Wednesday." I said, "Oh, that's no problem. I catch you before or after." Like, "I'm going to kind of be in the air." I said, "In the air." It's going to be hard to do a program from in the air. Let's see if I can grab her before she jumps in the air. Mama Khadija, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Greetings, Seven. Greetings, family. This is Mama Khadija. I am at the airport getting ready to board a flight back to Atlanta. But I just could not let this opportunity go to extend the peace, love, and light to you, Seven, to our special guest. I'm not going to, well, would I be letting the cat out of the bag if I said her name?
Nope, we're here now.
Iya Monise, a very good friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, and a special mentor. So I'm going to definitely have to go back once I get home, and once Seven will post it in our on our Facebook page and listen to the show, because I am about to board right now. But I just wanted to extend the love, the peace, the light, and all the good things that are going to come, I know, out of tonight's show. So as you can hear our background noise, we're boarding now. I'm going to have to just, you know, but like I said, I will listen in. Love and blessings, Alafia Iyamonise, and much success on this program tonight. I'm going to listen once I get back home, and I have to say good night and God bless.
Thank you so much, Mama Khadija. You leave me in very good hands, okay? I feel secure, and I have the rest of the family to pull the strings for you while you're up in the air. That's one thing about family. You know, when one person gets busy, everybody else needs to chip in. Hint, hint, everybody else. Okay. So with this wonderful guest that we have on, and one of the reasons why Mama Khadija was like Destiny would be an absolute awesome topic for this particular program is because Destiny is one of those highly debated ideas, concepts, realities. Destiny deals with events that will happen in a person's future. And the debate always goes back and forth between, you know, destiny, how much, you know, how much we are in control of our own destiny. A lot of times people question, like, you know, things that are to happen, you know, no matter what. Or is it destiny, you know, how much control we have over that? And one of the reasons why Mama Khadija thought that Iyamonise, an elder of ours, would make such a wonderful host for the show is because of her expansive knowledge. And so I just want to share with everyone, if you've heard the show once or twice, you've heard me mention her name. And that's because she is godmother to myself and to my two boys. I think Mama Khadijah and Nia Monife have known each other for easily 20-plus years. She is a highly respected elder in our community, an initiated priestess of Oshun for over 20 years, made chief, and has initiated to Ifa, so her official title, and all my God brothers and sisters would correct me and make sure I get this right, Chief Olupide Ianifa Oshun Monife. And so in Oshun Monife, I call her Ia, everyone calls her Ia, she's out of Florida, I believe Pensacola right now. She goes back and forth between Pensacola and Tallahassee. But she has hundreds of godchildren all over the United States and some of Central America, I believe, and in Africa. So there's quite a few of us that have had the pleasure of, you know, basking in the sun rays of her sweetness. You would not find a sweeter, you'd be hard-pressed to find a sweeter sister. Mother, grandmother, and in fact, the picture I have of her, she's holding a grandma's or the best or something, a sign like that, and I'm like, I bet you are, you know. She's just the absolute sweetest, very kind, very knowledgeable, has had a lot of life experiences, and it works with people in a very gentle kind of way. I know with myself, I have complaints of being a hard nose. I don't know where they come from. You know, whiner babies. But, you know, when you meet someone of this magnitude and you meet someone who's just determined to be sweet and to be kind no matter what, it really is a blessing to encounter someone so dedicated to peace and dedicated to love. Love is one of those iffy things, especially for myself. You know, Wonderful Approach family, you know how I feel about this love idea, this unconditional love, and I'm like, okay, all right. But I remember, let me see how many years ago. Talib was 2, so he's 13 now. 11 years ago, Yamonife was telling me, she said, oh, little Khadijah, and if you're over a certain age, you may call me Little Khadijah. Everybody else is 7. She said, Little Khadijah, I need you to pray for love. I need you to pray without ceasing. I was like, Ia, you need me to pray for love? Okay. At that time, I couldn't see it. I didn't understand the value of it. I was like, you can't get me to pray for love. I'm not. I'll pray for world peace before I pray for love. But 11 years later, I understood what she meant by understanding, you know, how strong love is, how determined love is, how love can really get you through some things and get you through a hard time, how loving someone should bring you back to loving yourself, how, you know, the love of yourself is going to show you an ounce, a little tiny bit of how much God loves you. You know, and so really understanding the interconnectedness of love and self and God and mankind, all of that she really helped to foster through this love idea. And then it doesn't help that my mother is the love guru. She is the unconditional love guru. So having all this sweetness outside of getting cavities and everything, but it really, really taught me to value this love. Sometimes it's used in such a vague and generic way. Sometimes it's used very limitedly. You only between partners or only describing, you know, physical acts and stuff like that. But truly, love is one of those limitless energies. And so when I say love and I think about love, I think of two people. I think of my mother, who's up in the air, please get down safely. And I think of Iya Monise, because these are two women that have just loved me, right or wrong, whether I was good or bad. You know, little Keisha comes to down, and I'm like, ah. And she would speak to me, and she was just in the softest tone, even as she's trying to correct me, and even as I'm trying not to listen, as she's trying to correct me, I still felt love, compassion, acceptance, encouragement, nurturing, all of the things that are necessary in order to really correct somebody. It's hard to correct someone and you not feel a love for them. It doesn't translate well. It's hard to correct someone without having compassion in you, not at your disposal, but in you. And so when I say that we have the pleasure of speaking with such an elder, it is really, really a pleasure. And I'm really looking forward to her taking the time out of her busy day to explain what Destiny Piece is. Because, you know, I've heard a number of different theories about destiny, about us being able to create our destiny, being able to control our destiny. And I want to know from a source that has not just studied more than me, because, you know, we can all study and apply words and everything else like that, but has actually lived some of this life. Experience makes a big difference. I know I was speaking with the boys, and I was Ibrahim was with us, and so I'm listening to my young son, who's just full of, I think they call it vinegar. He's just full of it, okay? And he's ready to take on the world and everything else like that. And then I'm listening to Ibrahim, who has the experience of life behind his words. And I'm absolutely tickled at the comparison of the two, because I imagine how this is what I probably sound like being in the same conversation with my mother. Or this is what I probably sound like when I'm speaking in the same conversation with any of my elders. You know, they're like, oh, she's just so adorable. It's wrong, you know, but you're adorable while you're wrong, you know. Does that count? So I'm really looking forward to being able to ask some questions from someone who has a lot more life than I have, has had the experiences, and can able to share in the experiences, build with us, and help us to, you know, kind of where do we go from here? Because I like to think, me and all my 47 years of wisdom, I would like to think that destiny is something that we're creating actively. You know, they say it takes 5 years to put a good plan in place. And so I don't fight and argue about the right now, but what I'm trying to do is to work on my 5-year plan. I'm trying, and it takes a lot of patience to do that, because think about it, 5 years, you can have a whole nother degree, you can have a whole nother career, you can have a whole nother family, you can have, so much can happen in 5 years, but without the plan, I'm telling you, everything's going to happen in the 5 years. You know, so I want to understand the difference between fate, the difference between destiny, how much of it we get to control, if any of it. Can we benefit, you know, can we steer it a little bit? You know, I have this big ship here. You know, every year I have the pleasure of creating a calendar, and I'm working hard to make sure this calendar works with this, and this goes here, and that goes there. And, you know, it's part of my destiny to do this calendar and to have everything work in the positive for me. And then, you know, I have someone to say, oh, well, you know, destiny's going to take control. And I'm like, destiny or Murphy's Law? You know, sometimes it feels more like Murphy than destiny, you know. And everyone knows that Murphy's Law is, you know, that law that what can go wrong will go wrong. So I always want to know what the destiny piece is, what we can do about the destiny piece. I want to know how you can find out more information about your destiny piece. I know there are special readings, and, of course, this is where Ea and her expertise come to play, and I'm going to make a note of that. I know there are special readings that you can have that will give you more information about who you were at birth, who did God create you to be, and let you know some of the things that were destined for you since the time that you came on this understanding. And so it's very important that everyone get a good understanding. I would suggest get pen and paper so I can, because I have my pen and paper, and everyone knows I do the program with pen and paper. But let's take down some notes and come up with some good questions so that we can get a good understanding as to what these things are. You know, what is the coincidence part of our life? You know, does that have a spiritual, are we spiritually responding to it? You know, because this is a spiritual show, and we are spiritual people and spiritual beings having human experiences. And so we are actively trying to do what is best through spiritual terms. And so my question is, how much of what we're doing is impacted spiritually, or are we spiritually impacting ourselves? So I really, really want to know. And so Ea will be joining us very shortly. And everyone gets the real treat of Ea. And for those that are on the line, because there's quite a few of us on the line, that are God children of Ea, I'll give you an opportunity to, you know, say hello, shout her out, and let her know that her children are waiting for her, and let her know that, you know, we love her, and we really, really are honored at her presence. And when she comes on the line, we will let her know all of this good stuff. All you have to do, as usual, is press 1. That lets me know at the switchboard that you'd like to speak, and we will have moments where we will speak. And so, okay. And so when it comes to this fate and destiny piece, you know, as I'm trying to understand more of it, you know, what my notes are like, you know, this is the part of life that science can't explain. And, you know, we become so comfortable and confident in our science that we're like, okay, you know, this, they'll tell us about the weather balloons over so-and-so. And I'm like, no, that's a spirit. Oh, that's a memory. No, that's a spirit. You know, there's so much about science and spirituality that they're still trying actively to prove. And I love it when they get to the point where they're like, we can't prove it. This is beyond our understanding. So I'm very, very glad to have someone way more distinguished and way more knowledgeable than me come on and be able to explain these types of things, especially in the year that we're having. Last week's show was all about 2019, and 2019 is being ruled by a particular energy named Oya, and this energy has a lot to do with change, transition, sometimes radical change, and that's something that makes us all quite uncomfortable. And so with a year where it feels as if so much is on the line, it's important that we take the time to try to understand who we are in the midst of this storm that is brewing. all the storms that we had last year, all of the other additional energy has to do with this shift that's coming in 2019. So if there was ever a time to have a good understanding about your destiny, to have a good understanding as to who you are, now is that time. So we're going to bring Iya on the line in just a moment so that she can help us explain a little bit more about what is upcoming, what's upcoming for 2019, the destiny piece. I have my questions here. If time allows, I hope to be able to get to a number of questions for her. And for those God children on the line, I want you to be able to call in, you know, press your one. So if all you do is give Iya the greetings, that she'll know what is coming up. For those that are just joining us, we have a special guest. We have had guests before, and every guest that comes on the show is special. But this particular guest, Iya Oshun-Monife, is really Chief Iya Nifa Oshun-Monife, is one of the blessed elders that we have in our community. Initiated 30-plus years, Oshun, initiated Ifa, initiated in many of the sciences, here to share her wisdom with us, and I feel very honored to have her. I'm going to bring her on the line now. Greetings.
Alafia.
Welcome to the show. Alafia, Iya, how
so
are you?
Much. I'm excited to be a part of this. You know, I love being able to share with those people who are interested in where we're coming from and what this is all about. You want me to go on with what I have in mind in regards to destiny?
Yes, Iya, and I'm going to jump in and out of you, so please continue.
That's fine with me. You know, I've been doing this work for over 40 years. I think this is my 44th or 45th year. And it's only fairly recently, I would say in the last maybe 10 years or so, that I've had a lot of questions pertaining to destiny. People want to know, what is my destiny? What's ahead of me? What am I supposed to be doing? What does God want me to do? The first thing that you need to be aware of is that God does not choose your destiny for you. You choose your own destiny. When you kneel at the feet of the Creator, about to make your reincarnation, for those who believe or not, it is reincarnation. You speak on, I'm going to live this lifetime, I'm going to do this or do that. The Creator hears it and He sanctions it. What you choose is your destiny, your own destiny, and the Creator sanctions it. He does not pick your destiny for you. That's the mistake a lot of people ask me. What does the Creator want me to do? The Creator wants you to elevate, to achieve your goals, and to be successful. That's what the destiny is about.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to go on?
Yes. But, you know, yeah, what I wanted to, I'm writing notes, and I've told everyone, please take notes. For people that want to get in contact with you while we have our pens and papers close, would you mind giving us, like, your contact information? Because I don't want anyone to miss out on this or being able to get in contact with you.
Okay, I'd be glad to do that. Right now, I do consultations all year. But in January and February, I do what is called a reading for the year. And it's broken into quarters, January, February, March, April, May, June, and so forth. And it gives you, my divination system will give you the energies that are going on around you for that particular quarter. And I suggest that people be prepared with questions. I don't put a limit on how many questions you have. As a matter of fact, the more questions you have, the better the reading. And so if you have a question, so I'll say, what are the energies around this person for the first quarter, January, February, March? And I will get an Odun. The Oduns are the oracles or the information that the Orisha give you through the use of the caracolas. I use shells. Those of you who are familiar with the system, there is a with caracolas, and the answer that you get tells you what is around the person. And I will say, this is Darisha speak on. I've gotten a lot of old spoons this year. Those of you that are familiar with the system would know the O-F-U-N is a creative odoon. It speaks on new goals, new businesses. And this is what is over everybody this year, because guess who's in control this year? Oyahu is the owner of the marketplace that goes for new businesses, new goals. And I've gotten a lot of people, and I say to them, what is your goal? What is your plan for this year? And 9 times out of 10, they have a plan. They have a goal. And this is what you have to work on. You want to see, is it going to be successful? Will it fly? Is this what I should be doing, or should I go forward for something else? You can get guidance in that direction, and it's really a good way to go forward. When you're speaking of destiny, you know, I have a story that I'd love to share.
Please.
In the process of my having consultations, a woman came to me and she says, I'm so disgusted with my son. All he wants to do is karate. He's always with that. He doesn't want to do his homework or anything. And so I said to Darisha, what is this young man's destiny? What is his goal? And they say he used to be a karate instructor. I told her, I said, don't block him on his karate, but use it as a vehicle to let him do what he should do in regards to his homework and stuff like that. Tell him, if you do, you bring me good grades, I'll give you the way to go to karate. And she did it. What happened is that sometime later, I happened to have the two young men, that one and another one whose mother had brought him, not for him. And I overheard them talking, and one said to the other, what are you going to be? He says, I'm going to be a karate instructor. What are you going to be? I'm going to be an attorney. It blew me away. I was so happy and so excited, because when his mother had gotten the reading and asked about her son, it said it was legal. He would be an attorney. The reason that I loved it is because these two young men, they were maybe 12, 13 years old. They had a goal. I'm going to be a karate instructor. Okay, go for it. I'm going to be an attorney. They knew a goal. Whether they went forward to it or not, they knew what they were shooting at. This is what destiny is about, knowing what you said you would do, knowing what you said you could achieve and accomplish, and you can find out if it is going to materialize or not. That's the beauty of it. Your destiny is very important. A lot of people come in and ask about their destinies, not only financial, but spiritual as well. You want to know, am I going to be successful? Okay. I need help. I'm praying every day for financial blessings. I want to hit the lotto. Don't waste your time. If you're supposed to hit the lotto or win the lotto, guess what? You know it from birth. I will hit the lotto. I will be financed. I will be a millionaire. It doesn't come years later. It's part of your destiny from the beginning. And you can find out what your destiny is through the beautiful system that we have that has to do with divination. Being on the track, knowing what it is, and going forward.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
Does that help?
That's right. Yes, ma'am. You know, I find when you're doing that one thing that you've always wanted to do, that tends to be the destiny piece. You know, like, these destiny pieces don't hide from you. You know, even if you're introduced late in life, they still don't hide from you. You had an idea what it was prior to getting to that point. You know, it just means more, and you have more awareness once you reach a certain age.
That is so true. And the thing that you need to be aware of is that if you're working for someone else, supposed to be self-employed, no matter what you do, how much money you make, you will never feel that peace in your heart and in your spiritual frame, because you know there's something else for you. Mm-hmm. It is not to be working for someone else. And this is part of what you need to be aware of when you speak on your destiny. Is my destiny to have a lot of children? Is my destiny to be successful in business? These are things that you can find out through this wonderful system that we have. I'm not, I have to speak on what I believe in. And I believe in what, in Ifa Orisha system of divination that gives you in, that gives you answers. I say it takes the mistakes out of life. It does not like somebody say, oh, I got of this, I got of that. It's not that at all. It's suggestions of how you should go forward in order to be successful and have the life that you want and the goals that you want, the achievement that you want. It gives you like a blueprint, for lack of a better way of putting it, a roadmap for how you should proceed to achieve your goals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then one thing, well, two things. One thing, I know people, if they have to change midstream, sometimes it's not a full change. It's just you have to broaden your horizon. Because, like, I know that you are an ordained minister. You're initiated in many systems. And it's not that one system wasn't the right system. All of these things you're utilizing as you're working in your destiny. So, you know, what do you say to those people that feel, you know, a hugeness about their destiny and they question it? It's like, wow, is it supposed to be this big? And, you know, how do you get people to kind of work through their own destiny understanding?
The thing that we need to be aware of is that the Spirit of God is in us. Every one of us, and we should be aware of that and go forward to what makes us feel comfortable, what makes us feel good as we go on our road, on our path. It is not to say that I'm not happy doing what I'm doing. It just may not be that what you're doing is not what is satisfying to your spirit. So you have to make whatever corrections, not to be afraid to go forward. I want to take a chance on doing this. I always suggest that before you jump out, I tell people, don't quit a job. I'm not happy with my job. Don't quit your job until you got another one to go to.
Okay.
It just doesn't work like that. I mean, that's not the best thing to do. What you need to do is be sure that you to go forward with your path, that your destiny calls for you to do. Once you're on to it, and it's so easy to find out. I want, you know, like a lot of the young people today, because of the television and stuff, they feel that they want to be football or basketball hero. Some of them is for, and some of it isn't for them. So this could be a hobby only. But then they still need to go forward to achieve the goal that they were destined to do. It may not be football. It may not be basketball. But it could be something else just as great. We're not limited today as we were years ago about what we could achieve and what we could do to go forward. And we should let our children know that you can dream and you can put your sights higher and you can achieve these goals. They may not be handed to you. You have to work for them. But if it's what is part of your destiny and your achievement, you can go for it. And it will be successful.
Yes, and Iyad, you know, I work with a couple of young people, young meaning I would say under 30, around that age. And of course, young also meaning, you know, hasn't gone through certain trials in life and don't have certain understandings. And I find a lot of their destiny ideas are financially motivated. And I'm always like, dig a little deeper, you know what I'm saying? To want to have money is fine, you know, and if that's the goal, that's fine. But you have to find an engine that works for you. You know, don't pick an engine just because, I have so many horsepower, knowing that you're not going to be able to handle it, you're not going to take care of it, you're not going to take it to the shop, you know, whatever. But, you know, just what is that money piece associated with destiny? Would you add that financial piece there, or would you encourage people, you know, to think more about passions than about necessarily the dollar, you know, the dollar figure that comes with that?
Years ago, they used to say money is the root of all evil. I grew up hearing that. Money's the root. What? How can money be the root of all evil? Money is not evil. There's nothing evil about money. You need money to survive. You need money to live. Yes. There's nothing wrong with having a desire to get money. You know, one thing, I am a Christian. I was born a Christian. I still embrace Christianity. And that's the wonderful thing about this culture, this religion, is because if you are whatever you are, I have God children that are Jewish, Muslim, whatever faith they come from, as long as it's positive, it will work with Ifa Arisha. As long as it's positive, you can incorporate it. I'm happy. I don't want to lose my Jesus. I don't want to lose my Jesus either. But we didn't call him Jesus. His name to us is Obatala, which is the highest sister at the right hand of God. So it doesn't say that you should not pray for money. If Jesus didn't have a lot of money, why would he need, what was it, he had the gods and stuff to walk him through the desert or walk him through wherever he was walking? Because he needed protection from the bandits. Why? Because he had money. They never said that he didn't have money. Jesus was not a pauper. Those of you that believe in Jesus don't believe that he was a pauper, that he had no money. He did. But he was going forward to achieve his goal and his destiny. What was his destiny? To sacrifice himself so that we did not have to do that kind of sacrifice anymore. People need to get to the basics and study what is there for them to study. Because in order for Jesus to have been the supreme sacrifice, I may be going too far, but I just have to speak on this. You do not have to do sacrifices anymore. We don't believe in that anymore. Before Jesus sacrificed,
he was the last human sacrifice required by the world.
He was the last human sacrifice required by the world. There is no, don't put Christianity down. You don't have to put it down because you believe in Ifa. You incorporate what is good about it. And what did Obatala say? Love your neighbor as yourself. If you love your neighbor, you don't do the things that are being done today because you want to go to a higher elevation. There is nothing that you could aspire to do that you cannot do with proper guidance and direction. Your destiny, you know what your destiny is? To succeed and to elevate. That's your destiny. That's why you came back. You've been here before. For whatever reason, you had to come back again in order to elevate. In order to elevate, in order to be successful and achieve your goals. How do you do that? By whatever means necessary, but always with what are you?
Positivity.
Always with positivity. I have
always
my
positivity.
Priestess here with me. She's sitting here with me. She's a minister. She's a minister of this Elay. She's our chaplain. Let me just take 1 minute to explain what an Ianifa is. A lot of people don't know.
Please.
It's on a par with a Babalawo, only it's a female. It's only about 20 years that in this country we have recognized and acknowledged Ianifas. I was the first that I know of in 1993 to be ordained as an Ianifa. Before that, it was just the Babalawos. The Babalawos have been around for years and years and years. Most people know Babalawos, but they don't know Ianifa. And we have been commissioned to be on a par with the Babalawos. So that's the Ianifa. Just throwing out a little information. But I know that the topic is destiny. I know that the topic is destiny, and I want to stay on track, and I have a tendency to digress, but your destiny is very important, but what is really important is to know what is my destiny. What was chosen by me, not by the Creator or anyone else. What did I say I was going to do in this lifetime? There's no one that comes on this lifetime to reincarnate that says, I'm going to be a failure. I'm not going to succeed. I'm not. Why? Because you did it before. If you did it right before, you wouldn't have to come back this time. You wouldn't have to go back. You'd be on your path. You'd be getting closer to God. The next reincarnation is on a higher level.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Thank you. So, yeah, and we don't have it too far on the show, okay? You, just so that you know, we don't have it too
you
far
have
on
what?
The show. We don't have it too far on this show. You said, am I going too far? You go as far as you want because we are here
okay.
to learn.
Yeah, because I have to. I have God children watch my back, and they say, which means you're going way off the subject, and I have to be careful. But I get excited. I love the culture. I love what it stands for. I love what it means, and I love how it's so accessible. It's not difficult. Anybody can embrace it. Anyone can be a part of it. Anyone can learn. And what we want there, I did an initiation, initiation is into the priesthood, but we have steps, and this step was to receive his Son of Eleki. If any of you are familiar and know what the Son of Eleki looks like, and his name is Wankiri, and the name Wankiri means seeker of knowledge, wisdom, and truth, which is exactly what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
He's a seeker. And this is available to everyone that wants to know more and learn more. I hope I have at least given you some insight in regards to your destiny. But more importantly, it's the children. You want them to know that they have a reason for returning. They have a reason for being here. And what their goals are. And if you ask a child, quite often when they first get here, when they can, I would like to be an airline, a pilot. Don't put it down. And another thing I want you to pay attention to is your children's dreams.
Yeah.
If they say, Mommy, I had a dream, don't just discredit it. Say, what did you dream? Take a minute. Because the spiritual realm speaks to us through our dreams.
Yes,
and this is important because they will speak on what you need to do and what you can do and where you should be going.
Yes, they will.
Okay.
Yes, they will. And I know, you are passionate about your children, grandchildren's children. I know the babies play a big role in your life, and you've been involved in my baby's lives 11 years, 12 years. So, I know
it's
that's
more
a big
than that,
part Khadija. Of your ministry.
It's more
I
than
know.
That.
Because I'm thinking
I'm
about myself.
Now. Guess what? I'll be 88 this year.
80? Okay. Everybody heard that. 88.
Isn't that wonderful? I am so excited.
Yes,
you know what
is.
I'm looking for? 90.
You looking forward
to 90?
I'm looking
for 90. I'm having
a big party. Just graduated from college. And
I got my degree in psychology last year. I was the oldest one on the campus. They put me in the Pensacola Times and newspaper and everything. And I strutted across that stage. And when I stood up there, I got a standing ovation.
Yes.
Whoa!
Yes.
I was so happy.
88.
That was on my bucket list.
Okay.
I'm 88. God bless you, sir. April, 88 years old.
April.
And I love it. I love every minute of it. Because when you can be so confident in your future, knowing that you have the spiritual realm to support you, you're not alone. You don't have to be afraid. I'm not afraid of nothing. I know that I'm protected. I know that God is with me, which we call God Olodumare. But it's the same God. It's the living God, so-called Yahweh, Allah, whatever you call it. It's the same living God that we all believe in. You don't have to say, well, I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a the other. Do you believe in God? Yes. Are you a good person? Yes. Do you want to go forward to achieve your destiny, your elevation? Yes. Hey, welcome to the club. We're all going there. Yeah, welcome to the club. Let's do it together. I love it.
Let's do it together. I love it. I love it. Yeah, there's somebody that wants to speak to you. Do you have a moment? Can we grab a call real quick?
I got all the time you need right now. Yeah.
Amen. Yes. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Alafia?
Alafia, how are you? I greet you with peace and love as well. Who am I talking to?
Omi Shayun.
Get out of here. This is my lovely, precious God children. How are you doing, darling?
Fine.
What I got to say to you. You know what I got to say to you?
I don't call you enough.
No, aside from that, you did not arrange for your annual reading.
Then
mom's going to look at you. I got to fuss with her.
I know that. I know that. And I called you earlier and you didn't answer the phone.
I don't answer the phone if I'm working. And you did not leave me a text, because if you did, I would have answered.
I did, Mama. Mm-hmm. No, I did. I texted you too. But anyway, I love you.
And I love you too, darling. I love you.
And I am enjoying your conversation here, telling us about our destiny. And
okay, well, you already knew that. Don't embarrass me telling me you didn't know.
Yes, ma'am.
This is my goddaughter. She's been what, about 15 years now?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it? 16.
Ooh. Just about, yes.
Yeah, at least 15 is my goddaughter. And I'm very proud of her. She's been strong, and she's, but you need to call and get your reading for the year, okay?
Somebody stirring that pot up again, huh?
Okay, darling. Let's talk.
Okay. Talk to you later. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. And look, now I get to tease with you. You got to get your reading done. So
say that again.
I said now I'm going to tease with her. I'm going to tell her she's going to have to remind her now to help my sister out. I'm going to remind her and let her know you got to get her reading done. What happened?
Listen, Ea, I say you didn't get yours either.
I know. Look, no, I was called later.
Yeah, okay. We're gonna get off of you. All right.
Okay.
The thing of it is, like, I was getting a yearly reading.
Yeah.
As I think I mentioned it before, it's done in quarters. And you need to have questions for the year so that it can be really well done. Okay?
Yeah.
It's important that you... project ahead, you plan ahead, you know what your goals are. So you can go forward, and they will tell you if this is going to fly or if it isn't.
Yeah.
I say that this system takes the mistakes out of life. That's all you need. You need to know when to go forward, when you stand still and wait.
That's
the beauty of it. Connection with the destiny. What is this? What is ahead of me? What am I supposed to do in this lifetime? What's
That's
my
right.
goal? Some of it is to be a good mother.
Amen.
To have children, huh?
Some people say they're not doing anything because they are a mother. But sometimes that is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, amen.
You're supposed to raise good people. You're supposed to raise that person who turns into a leader.
Do you think that Barack Obama's mother knew she was giving birth to a president? Do you really think she knew that?
Let's
be more basic. Do you think Michael Jackson's mother knew that she was producing Michael Jackson? We don't know what we are doing. We just go forward for what our destiny calls.
Mhm. And
it.
You know, speaking about the children, I know I had both of my boys read. They were very young, 3, 5, and their destiny readings have been. They're still playing out, and these were done at least 11 years ago, 12 years ago. And EI was the one that read them. And knowing who they are supposed to be, who God had fashioned them, who they made the choice to be when they came into this destiny, when they came to be birthed through me, helps me as a parent to guide them on their path. And, you know, I still have those two readings.
Yes.
I still have them, and I still refer to them because there's still information that I'm getting. And now that, you know, my oldest has reached adulthood, it's time for him to set up and have his own readings. And so he can have more understanding of destiny in his life. And so, you know, I always stress the readings, and that's because we need this divine. We have limited sight where we are. You know, it's like they talk about seeing the forest through the trees. We can't see that much where we are. So the readings give us like a boost up, and we can see at least a couple more levels up. You know, so that's why those readings are so very important. And rituals.
Yes,
you know, when we talk about destiny, yeah, if we can, I want to talk about some of the rituals that help us to go further in our spiritual destiny.
Okay, now when you think of rituals, there's a ritual, like, I remember reading a book years ago. There was a saint for every season. There is a ritual for every occasion. There is no situation that could present itself that does not have a solution.
Okay.
There is no situation. I'm repeating it because I want it to be clearly understood. There's no situation that could present itself that does not have a solution, whatever it is. I have all kinds of problems to come to me. I had one today where a woman was trying to get a young baby that had, for whatever reason, her mother had the baby. Well, the mother went to jail, and they had to call the child in the system. And my client who came to me wants to try to get the baby, and they don't want the baby to come. And the primary reason they have is because it's out of state. She lives in Florida, and the child is in Missouri. What can we do? We have to try to let them see the benefit of the child being with the child's family than to be caught in the system. There is a ritual. There is something that can be done. There is 9 times out of 10. There is a solution to every problem.
Yeah.
I work with a lot of court cases. I work with a lot of love situations and things of that matter. I rejoice in doing it, but only if it's for a good purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I love this man, and he's married, but I want him. Well, that's too bad, too sad. He's got the wrong person. I'm not doing that because I'm not a magician.
Different.
Don't you guys that I work with are what make it work. If it's a married man and you're in love with him, too bad, too sad. You go somewhere else and look for somebody else. Because they're not going to do it. There are, what would you call it, criterias?
There are 13 steps to good character that we have in Ifa Orishta. And they parallel the Ten Commandments to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
One of those commandments is not to covet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not to covet your neighbor's husband or wife, not to covet their possessions. You need to do the work to get strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would do that. If you come to me and say, I need a man, I'm lonesome. Okay, what do you want? Don't just say a man because they can bring you. Well, it's a man, isn't it? But that's not what I want. But you should be specific. I'd like to share with every one of your listeners a prayer that I truly, completely believe in that I do every day. Some people tell, I've heard people say, I don't have time to pray. You can pray. It takes, the prayer that I have, that I believe in, that I go by, it takes about 10 seconds. It is, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. That incorporates everything. I'm thanking you for every blessing you could possibly give me, for my children, for my job, for my husband, for my life. I'm giving thanks. When I wake up in the morning, my phone rings before I get up. I say, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Hello. I have preceded my day with a prayer. A lot of people have negative energies coming at them. It could be somebody on your job that's jealous. Somebody wants your man. Somebody wants your husband. Somebody that's just because you light-skinned or dark-skinned or beautiful or whatever. You precede everything with a prayer, because negative energies do not like to be around a praying person. I'm going to repeat that. Negative energies do not like to be around a praying person. You pray, you push those negative energies away from you. You walk down the street, a host of angels, a host of Orisha are preceding you, guarding you and protecting you. Who's at your back? Your ancestors. Don't forget your ancestors. That's there, the shoulders upon which you stand. Amen. I hope I'm not getting too far away from the topic of destiny. But
please go.
You
please.
Have to be aware of what's going on. You have to be aware of what's going on in this country today. You have to stand strong. You have to pray. Don't say you don't have time to pray. You get up in the morning, praise God for who all blessings flow. Get in your car. Before you open the door, you get in, praise God for who all blessings flow. Why? Because maniacs are on the road. You want to be protected. You want to be protected. Praise God for who all blessings flow. Let it flow. It's not that hard. God did not give us a difficult path to follow. People made it difficult because they wanted to contain it and keep it to themselves. I'm a Christian. I love Christianity because I love what it represents. Love thy neighbor by them as you would want to be loved. Is that the way it goes? Love thy neighbor as thyself? Yes. It's powerful. It's powerful.
Very powerful.
You want it to mean something.
Very, very
powerful. Okay, I think I'm finished preaching. But I get excited. I'm passionate about what I believe in, because I've seen it manifest in so many ways. We had a baby, a mother come with her second child last Sunday when we had service. Her first child was born, I think he was like 4 or 5 months old, preemie. We had to pray for that baby every day. And that baby is fine, just as fine and healthy. He's like, I think, 2 years old now. She had another baby, and she brought that second one to be baptized. She said, E.R., you got to christen this baby. You got to baptize this baby like you did the other one. That other was running around driving people crazy. It didn't bother me. I love it. She said, no, leave him. Like, he's okay, because we prayed this baby to life.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is so powerful.
It is.
One thing, you have to never get tired of praying. I'm praying, and nothing is happening. All right. Keep praying, because it could be a test of your faith.
Absolutely.
Could be a test of your faith. So
and
you
faith
keep
is
it
my
going.
Favorite
keep
topic.
Prayers going.
Faith
what?
Is my favorite topic. It is my favorite thing. We have to have the faith. The faith fuels the prayer, which fuels the blessings, okay, and the protection and everything else that prayer gives to us. So that faith is the fuel. That's the heat that we put on top of those prayers. So absolutely.
And don't cry.
Absolutely.
Don't cry. Cry makes the devil happy.
Don't cry.
Don't cry. Cry,
don't
cry.
Cry.
The only thing about crying is that the more you cry, the less you feel. I know I'm terrible. But you know, I love life. I love what I believe in, and I believe that all things are possible with God.
Amen. Yes.
Okay.
I do. Absolutely.
Are we good? Okay. You good?
Yes. Absolutely. That is wonderful, Ea. Thank you so much for sharing that.
I enjoyed every bit of it. I love teaching. I love talking about what I believe in because I know that it's real.
Amen.
I know that it works.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that with God, all things are possible. And all you have to do is believe in what you believe in, whatever it is. You know, it doesn't have to be Ifa Risha.
Yeah.
Anything that you believe in is pointed in a direction that leads to elevation, going up.
Yes. Prayers up. Amen. Now, yeah, let me ask you
Amen.
This. I know you've written, I have one book that I keep by my side when I'm doing my reading, but you've written another book recently?
You know what? Let me tell you about that other book.
Okay.
My God, I'm laughing because it's still in the way of its app. But the one that I have now is still being sold. The name of it is Alafia.
Alafia.
A-L-A-F-I-A, I Greet You With Peace and Love. And it's a wonderful book, and it's still selling. Praise God, it's still selling. And it speaks on divination and Orisha and how to be your own spiritual consultant.
Amen. Amen.
It's on
Amen.
Amazon.com.
Okay.
But I'd rather people buy it directly from me because I like to have that one-on-one contact where people
Amen.
Want to call me and ask me questions about something, they can do it. With Amazon,
okay.
it you know, it sells, but you don't have that
right.
personal connection. You know, it goes through whatever, however they do it. But I'm happy to, and the best way to order a book is, I guess, texting me. And my text number is, I should give the number?
Yes, please.
850-554-0348. Need your name and your address. And I will send the book to you. I have PayPal, and I have, what's that other thing, Cash App, that you can.
Oh, yeah, you're up on it.
Oh, yeah. Listen, my God doesn't do that for me. I'm not in it. But they say, yeah, you don't have Cash App. I say, what's that? And they say, yeah, so I'm very much into it. And fortunately, I have godchildren come by, and they got my back. 100% totally,
okay.
They got my back.
Awesome.
So anybody wants a book, I charge $50 for the book, including shipping. It is a 300-plus page book, and it completely goes into each and every of the 256. And it's a wonderful book. I love the book. I wrote it, but I love it. And,
yes.
Okay. All right.
And, yeah, let me ask you one last question, because I do field trips. Me and mine, we get on the road, okay? When do you have service?
Okay.
You said every second Sunday?
I have every first Sunday, and now we're going to have it twice a month, because the Spirit told me that once a month isn't enough. So we have the first and the third Sunday of every month.
Got it. Thank you so much, Ea. It has been more than a pleasure. I hope everyone had their pens and papers out there, was able to get the information. And if not, you can contact me. I'll have all Ea's information. I will probably share it with you. And for those that are interested in getting that detailed information about, you know, their year reading, Ea has read me and mine for decades. And so do not hesitate to reach out, you know, friend to friend, trusted person to trusted person. I can tell you that she is a wonderful person, high character, very good information, a wealth of knowledge that she shares ever so freely. You know, it really
you
is
know what
honor.
I love
tell
teaching.
Us, Ea. Yes.
I'm 87 years old, and when I go, whatever it is, whenever the Risha say, hey, come on, Monique, say you did enough. I don't want to leave nothing. The problem with our ancestors is that they had a lot of knowledge and they took it with them. And they're still doing it today.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm taking with me is what you don't ask me for. I want to share, I want to give, and when I go by God's children, guess what? They're going to stand on their own 2 feet. Who taught you? Iyabonise. I got this. I don't want to take anything with me. If God blessed me for another year, another minute, another 10 years, whatever, my God children are going to know how to stand on their own feet because I teach. And I love teaching.
Amen.
And that's what it's about. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, now, my goddaughter, Oshu Femi is here. If you want to do a closing prayer, when you get ready, we'll just be standing by, okay?
Okay, I sure will. So I'm going to open up the phone lines again in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Do I just need to leave my line open? Is that the way it
works?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got you.
All right.
Odabo. Odabo. Wow, what an honor. I don't think everybody fully understands the nuggets of wisdom that we got blessed with this evening. And for all of the angels that are going to be traveling with me down to New Orleans, what we're going to do is on that Sunday, we'll plan to make a field trip and go to Pensacola, and we're going to go to First Sunday. You know, last year I think I had 7-8 people with me to go down to New Orleans. I went 10 people, okay? So I went 10 people to sign up for this New Orleans trip. We're going to go down again. We're going to leave the city a little bit and go deeper into the bayou, and then that Sunday – we're going to go do First Sunday with Ia, and that's going to be a real, real pleasure. I want everybody, like I said, I want 10 people to travel with me next year. And so we had a great time. The thing about Destiny, and I'm so glad that Ia came on and she got me straight on this, we chose this Destiny that we're in right now. This was our choice. We agreed. Sometimes the hand that we have been dealt is not always the hand that may have seemed the easiest. You know, sometimes we feel like we may have gotten more than our share of lumps in our oatmeal. And we have to find a way to mentally work through this because, like E.S. said, that is actually part of the test. We have got to get on this destiny path. She says, our goals here on this earth are to elevate. Choose your goals, elevate, be successful. Everyone can do that. Even if you take baby steps, we can do that. So, you know, we have to just come together as a family, as we are now, and to build and to begin to grow ourselves. I love Ia because she thinks she went off on a tangent. She didn't. She was exactly where God wanted her to be placed because everyone knows how passionate I am about that prayer piece. And Ia called it a prayer. I thought it was just her mantra. I've heard her say so many times, praise God from whom all blessings flow. I thought this was just her personal saying. If you've been around Ia for more than 30 minutes, you'll hear her say it. This is something that she says constantly. And then when you're around her, you find your own self saying it. So when she was saying it on the air, I was like, oh, that's a prayer. Yeah, I guess it is a prayer. It is something that has stuck with me through all the years because she lives a life joyfully. She lives her life in such a manner where you're like, she's got to be doing something right. You know, have you ever seen these people that always seem to get what they want, always are shining and glowing and exuding this energy, and you're like, whatever they're having, I want some. Well, what she's having is a healthy dose of prayer. What she got with her is a healthy relationship with God in love. And so when you have these things in place, you can't even hold it back if you wanted to. So when we talk about understanding our destiny and getting on our destiny path, These are the types of things that we have to put in motion in order for us to move ahead, in order to elevate, because that's part of our responsibility here. If you came into this world well off and you still well off, I'm going to be like, well, try harder. We are supposed to be elevating. We're supposed to be, if smoking cigarettes is not your problem, don't tell me when it comes time for fast in May. And I'm like, hey, fast time, what you giving up? Don't tell me cigarettes, okay? We have to work harder. We have to elevate. We have to constantly be on this path of striving, on this path of doing well, on this path and doing well as interpreted honestly by ourselves, by the fruits of what we do. If we're working hard and we see these fruits come to bear, good fruit, then you're doing the right thing. If you're working hard and you're not seeing any fruit, we need to go and do some research, readings, ritual, whatever. But we need to make some adjustments as to what's going on in order for you to get the fruits that are necessary. For me, what I had to write down, and I'm going to open up the phone lines for just a minute because, as everyone knows, a big part of the show is the prayer. So we each week we get a nice big dose of prayer on the show. It's Wednesday. A lot of us have been fasting. I've been in my whites all day. And, quick funny story. I'm in my whites. I'm fasting. I'm in the store late. And I get to the store and there's tons of police, ambulance, and I'm like, it looks like all my little country town is at Walmart in disarray. So I kind of look, I ignore it, then I go shop and I come out, and there are a couple of elders there, and I'm very hungry, okay? It's got to be 6 o'clock. It's already dark outside. And there's some elders there, and I asked one of them, I said, do they have us blocked soon? And she said, no. I said, okay, well, why are you standing here? And then she said, I'm scared. Are you scared? What are you scared of? And she's like, I'm scared of those police. And I'm hungry. I'm hungry, family. I said, well, would you like me to walk you to your car? And then this other elder across the way said, I would. So I, on top of being hungry, trying to rush for the show, trying to do this, trying to do that, I'm walking a bunch of elders to their car so that they can feel protected in their going home. And as I'm doing that, others are looking, and so they're like, well, do you know what's going on? And so I'm like, okay, well, there's no need to be afraid because the police are here. They seem to have everything in order. You can go home if you want. You know, and it took an extra probably 30 minutes out of my day to try to do this, but I felt as if that was part of a destiny call there. I felt as if helping these elders get to their car, get situated, I mean, one of them was like shaking, you know, she was so scared, just helping them get situated, helping them, you know, just move past the situation. Even though I have other things to do, you know, this is an opportunity for me to work on my destiny. You know, my destiny is to be of service. My destiny is to be of help, to be that one that will, you know. And so you never know when your destiny is going to pop up. Chances are it's been with you from the beginning of time and is now currently still playing itself out. So I just want to encourage people, you know, don't miss an opportunity to be that one who follows their destiny. Don't be the one that misses the opportunity to be the person of help, for help, to shine your light. You know, I tell people sometimes a smile can help somebody brighten their day. So, you know, don't hesitate to be that one. When Ea said there is no situation that presents itself, where there is not a solution. That is so true. You know, so we have to begin, as we're looking into our destiny, sometimes, you know, we get to walk through the door. Sometimes we got to find a window. But there's always a way for us to be the beings that God has sent us out to be. There's always a way for us to honor the contract that we made prior to this moment, at this moment. There's always a way. You don't ever have to come out of who you are at no time, you know. And that's something that we have to remember as these spiritual beings on this journey, that we are 100% responsible for our actions. Because there's nothing, the God gives devil no power and no authority over us. So everything that we do, we're doing because we did it. So we have to make sure that we're working in the positive at all times and understand that a lot of this is destiny work for us. And so I really, really want to implore that of people. I want to remind that people of that. I think I got time for one call before we call bring our prayer warrior in. Is there a brave one that wants to step forward and say hello and talk about this destiny piece for 2 seconds? See, it takes Mama Khadija to call out the newbies, okay? That's fine. I'll let you sit back this time. I want to invite everyone. We do this every Wednesday. And so you are more than welcome. We are all family now. And so you are more than welcome to join us each Wednesday at 8 Eastern. We come together. We talk about spiritual topics. We encourage each other. We try to help us find ways around some of the stumbles and trials and tribulations that the earth has presented to us. You know, there's nobody that knows that street that we just left, like the person who just got off of it. Don't ever think like you're too young to have information. Don't ever think that, you know, oh, no one's going to listen to me or anything else like that. I believe everyone has something positive to add, and I encourage it as we go through our journey in life. So I'm going to allow my newbies to sit back for a moment. I will do that. And I'm going to bring on the prayer portion. As everybody knows, this is my favorite part of the show. We have had so many diverse prayers presented. I feel very good about that. I feel very positive about it. It has spawned me to write a prayer book, which is very helpful for people. If you want it, all you have to do is contact me. But, you know, there's constantly a need for prayer going on, constantly. And like Ea tells you, and like I told you, I didn't know it was a prayer. I thought it was just words that she lived by. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. If you've been around 30 minutes, you're going to know that. And I promise all those that go down to New Orleans with me, and when we stop in for First Sunday, we're going to know it too, because it's something that everybody learns, and it's part of the legacy that she leaves in each person's mind and heart. So I just wanted to let everybody know, start getting ready. But let me see if I can grab my prayer warrior. Greetings. Welcome to the show. Greetings.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah,
I'm going to hit mute.
Yeah,
okay, wonderful.
This is Ea Oshun Femi, Reverend Ruth Spears. And I want to reach out to your audience this evening and ask that the Almighty God and His angels be around and about us all, that they have blessed us to be in earshot of the messages that have been brought to us this evening, and I pray that we will be granted the time on earth to practice the lessons that we have been given, the ones that resonate with us in our heart, our mind, and our spirit. I pray that all will be blessed in their comings and goings through the evening and through the week. I pray that anything that is going on in your life, be it positive or negative, that you are able to find the solution, that your prayers will be answered, and that you are able to see that guiding light that we in the Ifa Orisha community call Obatala, the energy we believe that walks as Jesus Christ. We pray that that light will always be the light at the end of the darkness that you might find yourself in. Reach out for the light. Reach out for each other, and reach in for the love of self, finding time to pray for another, even if you don't think you have time to pray for yourself. Our blessings come from the work, your faith to work, people. Pray for yourself, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Pray for others, that all things and all matters will be and remain under good spiritual control for my higher self and your higher self, and that we will remain covered, that we will remain in fellowship, and that our prayers will be answered in a way that we can recognize the answer and go forward with the blessing that we have been given. Ashe. Amen. Amen.
Ashe. Thank you so much.
Thank you.